Happy hump day, you MAGA extremists out there. Hope you're all doing good. It's Wednesday, right? Hump day. Got a lot going on. So I was supposed to have a good friend of mine on the show today, John Fisher. Great guy out of Florida. He's actually a former fire captain in Palm Beach County Fire Rescue. Retired a few years ago. Very unbelievable patriot. I'm hoping to have him on tomorrow. We're going to schedule something. He, for those of you down in Florida, maybe you saw back when Donald Trump was running for re-election, they had the big Trump barge and the Trump parade, this huge Trump barge with fire trucks on it and police cars and flags everywhere. It was an unbelievable sight. And I only saw photos of it, and he organized that. And they're organizing another one for Ron DeSantis, running for re-election, obviously, for governor in Florida. And the website, I'm actually going to bring it up. And the event's coming up. It's actually coming up soon, in 16 days, actually. So here it is. This is it. This is the Florida Firefighters and Police for DeSantis 2022. So first responders coming out for Ron DeSantis. So we know how Ron DeSantis loves the first responders. I mean, he's giving them bonuses. He was giving them $1,000. Just recently, I think he announced he was giving them $1,000 bonus. He did it for COVID. You know, in New York, where I am, they want to fire police officers and firefighters for not getting jabs. But in Florida, they want to give them bonuses. And then the cops that are getting fired in New York, Ron DeSantis is offers them $5,000 sign-on to come down and work for police departments down in Florida, which is amazing. It's amazing. So the Florida firefighters and police, you know, organizations, they joined forces in support for Governor Ron DeSantis, and they're outfitting this huge barge and privately owned fire trucks and law enforcement vehicles to be on the barge. And it's Saturday, October 8th. That's the pre-parade celebration. It's at the Blue Point Bar and Grill. And that starts at 5 p.m. Sunday, October 9th in Jupiter Inlet is the parade behind the barge, which starts at noon. And it's going to be wild. And if you go to the website, USA now.com, that's three USAs and now.com. Go there, check out the website, and consider donating and supporting for this so that they can show their support for Ron DeSantis. They have all the information on the website. And there's the picture of the Trump barge. It's just an unbelievable sight. This giant, it's like 100-something foot barge, I believe. And you can literally, you just see the patriotism. It's just spewing patriotism. And it's a great event to support. Obviously, Florida needs Ron DeSantis back in office, reelected. He needs to hold the red line in Florida. Often people in Florida yell at me when I say Florida is not a completely red state and don't think it's a landslide, because it's not. And that's why you have to get involved, especially you Floridians. But my boy, John Fisher, again, he's a retired fire captain of the Palm Beach County Fire Rescue. Know John a long time. We met each other through the fire service and actually the bagpipe community, because he is in the bagpipe band down in Palm Beach County. I'm in a bagpipe band up in Nassau County, New York, both firefighter bands. And we collaborated on a lot of things, the Delray Beach St. Patrick's Day Parade and other things, became good friends. And John Fisher, when he retired, and even before that, but when he retired, he really amped up the patriotism. He actually goes around and you can hire him, and he wears like a revolutionary military uniform. My good friend Roger Stone, he had done it for one of his fundraisers down there in a cigar lounge. And he recites this unbelievable patriotic American speech. I will get the link for it and I'll post it. I want to have him come on and actually recite it. It's really moving. It really is. It really takes you brings you to like the root of patriotism and what being a patriot's all about in America and the freedoms that we love, and reminds us how it's so important to just fight to protect our country, because we all know people. We have a country to save. So he'll be on possibly tomorrow. We're going to do it. He's on the road, busy day. out there just spewing patriotism all over Florida, John Fisher. But again, great guy. So check out USA, USA, USA now.com. Check out the event that's going to happen. Consider donating to it. They could use the help. And somehow there's information on there to see how you can get involved somehow if you're down in Florida. So a lot going on. First, do me a favor and hit the share button. The most important thing anyone can do, I always say it, is to hit the share button. If you're on Rumble, subscribe. We're live on Facebook. We're live on the Rumble page. We're live over on Getter. And we are live on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. We're also live on the Patriot Podcast Network Facebook page and Cloud Hub. So wherever you're watching, hit subscribe, hit like, hit love. Tell me you love me. Tell me you hate me. Share it. I don't care. Just do something. I see a lot of people in the chat. Thanks for sharing. I see Wisconsin. We got people everywhere. Okay. So I spoke yesterday about the dangers of being labeled a MAGA Republican or a Republican extremist. The danger for us, because now we have people mowing down with their cars people that they think are Republican extremists. North Dakota, this past Sunday, this 41-year-old moron ran over and killed with his vehicle an 18-year-old that he had said was worried was out to get him, and he was in a Republican extremist group. I don't even know what that means at 18 years old. And this piece of garbage, 41, admits to it. He confesses. He leaves the scene after he runs the kid over and kills him with his car because of his political ideology, which has been incited by the Biden regime, Joe Biden himself, and other Democrats for saying and, you know, galvanizing and emboldening the left against people who, whether they support Donald Trump, whether they support the MAGA movement, you know, maybe they wear an ultra MAGA shirt like mine. I'm going to wear this. I'm going to walk around and see if anybody runs me over. It's just, it's unbelievable because, like I had said yesterday, if this was reversed, okay, and it was a Republican who ran over a Democrat for political reasons, well, this would be carried on every mainstream media circuit. It'd be on the front page of every outlet, everywhere. And it would be talked about by every left-leaning moron with a platform out there saying how dangerous MAGA Republicans are and that we're a danger to the Republic, a danger to democracy, a threat to freedoms, a threat to the country, and all this other mumbo jumbo nonsense. Well, the left has successfully, Joe Biden has successfully created the climate of violence once again. And we know that the left has fueled the climate of violence back with the summer of brotherly love, or the summer of love. I'm sorry. So the summer of love with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, where they were burning down cities, taking over neighborhoods, killing people, executing police officers. But they all want to cry January 6th, January 6th, January 6th. The climate of violence continues. And now the climate of violence, the only climate issues that are real and we have issues with in this country is the climate of violence that is incited by the left, but they will push the narrative that is incited by the right because they'll cry about January 6th. They don't want to talk about Supreme Court justices with their assassination attempts. They don't want to talk about any of that. None of that matters. They want to say that, well, the protests were fiery, but mostly peaceful. So does this mean that this vehicular homicide was, well, murderous, but mostly peaceful because a Republican, possible Republican extremist was run over? This is, oh, there he is. John Fish is in the chat. Yep. Florida for DeSantis 2022. So literally this 41-year-old who murdered this 18-year-old in North Dakota because he was a Republican extremist, made bail admitted to running this kid over for his political ideologies and was released on bail for $50,000 bond for running over a Republican extremist teen. I mean, literally gets arrested, $50,000 bond. Again, if it was reversed, do you really think if it was a Democrat who was run over by a horribly violent MAGA Republican, because that's apparently what we are, do you think the Republican would have made bail? I don't think so. I think they would have been remanded because also of all of the press that it would have gotten. This isn't really getting any press. You have your usuals, Breitbart's carrying it, the Gateway Pundit, the local papers in North Dakota, but you're not seeing this on NBC. You're not seeing it on NBC or a CNN or ABC in this context, if at all. I haven't checked today, though. But this again, is where we are, and it's all incited by the left. It's incited by the current regime. And while that's happening, it's just more of the same narrative that Trump is bad, the orange man is bad. So today, New York Attorney General Letitia James, I posted about this as it was happening. This is interesting. And this, again, furthers the narrative, the political theater, and the appropriate language for their narrative. The New York Attorney General Letitia James, since she was running for office, said nothing is more important than going after Trump, Trump's family, the Trump business, the Trump legacy, everything Trump, 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 Trump bad. Okay? So today, because they've investigated Donald Trump and his family, so deeply, they are finding no criminality. They're finding no laws broken. The left is having a complete just meltdown panic that this man is going to run for president again and probably win because of how screwed up the country is because of Democrats, that now she gets behind her podium and comes out and says that the New York Attorney General is now going to sue Donald Trump and his children and the business for fraud. And while she's announcing this at the press conference, she's using words over and over like fraud, criminalized, criminality, illegal. While she's talking about suing them civilly, you know, inflating net worth and loans. She wants the Trump Organization to not be allowed to do any business in New York for an extended period of time, fines and everything else. But she used the platform of the left-leaning media, the legacy media, the press, the propaganda arm of the left, the mainstream media, to use that as a platform to, again, smear and destroy the competition because the desperation is in the air. We know that they're so desperate that if they use the right buzzwords, fraud, illegal, criminal, and all of this, and they keep saying it, the people sitting in front of their idiot boxes listening to her, eating the shit that she's spooning them, will say, see, Donald Trump is a real evil man. He hates America. He's out for himself. He's a fraudster. He's America's biggest con man because Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, who was the trailblazer who took down Cuomo, is now going to take down Trump. Because people aren't realizing when they're seeing the text and they're hearing the ridiculous word salad coming out of this moron's mouth, that it is a civil lawsuit. There is nothing criminal about this. Rational thinking people someone of a half intelligence could pick up that this is civil and know the difference between civil and criminal. Like there are people actually saying, like, look, the attorney general's got him just like she's got Bannon. He's going to get indicted by the attorney general. No, it's a civil trial. It's a civil lawsuit, rather, not a trial. Civil lawsuit. But it's about the narrative. It's about the spin. It's about the language. It's all political theater. And it's not going to stop. And they're all talking about it. I mean, literally, MSNBC today talking about New York Attorney General has a good criminal case against Trump. Why would she file a civil lawsuit if she had a good criminal case? It doesn't make, and I am not an attorney, and I haven't had a chance to speak to attorney friends of mine about this, but to me, it would not make sense for an attorney general's office to civilly sue somebody that you are trying to find reasons to criminally charge them. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, I didn't go to law school. So she talks about possibly federal crimes that she thought were potentially violated. It just doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. It makes sense that they want him broke, which will never happen. They want him in jail, which will never happen. I do believe Donald Trump will get indicted on something completely ridiculous. I say that all the time. You know, Steve Bannon, New York Attorney General, indicted him, right? Or, yeah. And probably going to go to trial. They probably going to get a conviction of Steve Bannon, whether he does jail time or not, who knows. My gut says he probably will, because they will find, listen, when they want you, they'll get you. The justice system, the wheels turn slow, and it works when it needs to work, and it could be manipulated when it needs to be manipulated. And we've seen that so many times, especially in DC federally, because no conservative would ever get a fair trial in DC federal court. It's impossible. It would never happen. Donald Trump, whether he goes to a civil trial or not, will be interesting to see. But notice how it has to be announced right before the midterm elections to hopefully, again, show people any of these endorsed, Trump-endorsed candidates are as bad as Donald Trump. We have to do away with the Republicans. You have to vote blue no matter who in November. You have to, now I say, Roe-vember with the Roe v. Wade. That's such nonsense. I'm telling you, the Democrats are so happy that Roe v. Wade was knocked down, struck down, and sent back to the states, because they are fundraising on the back of Roe v. Wade like it's, there's no tomorrow. That is a fact. That is what they're doing. They're happy about it. And Joe Biden, you know, he's just crying. He's talking to the UN today. Oh, Ukraine. Oh, Russia. Oh, how much more money are we going to send them? And then, of course, now the migrants are filing class action suits, who was sent to Martha's Vineyard, are filing class action suits against Ron DeSantis because, well, some leftist lawyers got a hold of them and said, oh, you should sue him. You should sue him. You were traumatized. And the Texas sheriff opening a criminal investigation on Ron DeSantis for human trafficking, but they can't find any laws that he broke. And then on the, especially the Young Turks Facebook page, which I go there for the entertainment of it. It is just so ridiculous and disgusting. Is they actually think, because of what they're being told by the mainstreams and morons who hold office that are Democrats, that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott as Republican governors are complicit in human trafficking. Well, what in God's name has the Biden regime been doing since he's been in office? What about the night flights of women, children, and single men of fighting age flying into Pennsylvania, flying into New York, all over the place? That's not human trafficking in the same sense. So it's like the dumbness is just astounding. If someone is going to turn around and say Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are complicit in human trafficking, then so is Joe Biden. So is the whole Biden administration. So is Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of Homeland Security. I mean, they're complicit in human trafficking for not enforcing the security at the border, for not securing the border. As Kamala Harris says, the border is secure. The border is not secure. We know that. They keep trying to tell you things that are on the ballot. Affordable health care is on the ballot. You know, protecting our children against bad Republicans who buy guns and support shooting up schools is on the ballot. Because, you know, that's all true. It's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be a shit-slinging fest. Who can sling the most garbage this way? Who could sling the most garbage that way? And that's what we're going to get. And we have to all weave through the bullshit and do what needs to be done. We need, obviously, a change. We have a fight on our hands. We have an administration that there's no transparency and lies to the American people on a daily basis. But don't get me wrong, there are plenty of Republicans that lie to the American people on a daily basis as well. There are too many rhinos and they need to go as well. But we know that we have agencies in the federal government that are complicit in the lying, rigging, cheating, and stealing of elections. We know that we have government agencies in cahoots with big tech that look to intimidate and interfere with the electoral process of our country with money and ads and content, and look to censor and control and deplatform people that have an opposite view. So political opposition censorship is tremendous. I mean, just look what they're doing to the former president. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. I mean, it started before that, but look what they did. You know, if they weren't afraid of Donald Trump, they would have never stepped foot on Mar-a-Lago with 20 FBI agents rifling through Melania Trump's underwear drawer and where his son sleeps. Absolutely. No borders, no country. And unfortunately, that is what the left wants. They want no borders. They want these people in. They want less police. They want a weak military. They want you to own nothing, to be dependent on the government, to shut up, to get in line. But they will call us cult members. They will say that Donald Trump is a leader of this cult and wants to be a dictator when they see the tremendous electrified crowd at Trump rallies. What do they say? They say, oh, well, look at all of these cult members drinking the Kool-Aid and wearing a MAGA hat or a Trump shirt is showing your devotion to this sick cult of a man that wants to be the dictator of America, who wants to con everybody. That's the narrative that they push every time, every social media platform. The trolls are even starting to infiltrate Truth Social. I've been getting it quite often, or I've been seeing it. Well, you'll see the profiles with, you know, one follower, and it's always something derogatory, their name with Trump. And listen, that is fine. I don't want a social media platform without opposition. People were mad when Gavin Newsom started a Truth Social profile and then it became verified by Truth Social. And to me, I think that's great. There are, we need the opposition. We need it. We need the opposition. We need to be able to have the conversation. But of course, then you have issues like in North Dakota, where if you, I guess, try to have a conversation with people, you have to worry about getting run over. Yes, I'm ultra MAGA too. And I will say that there's a difference between being ultra MAGA and ultra Trump. Just being ultra MAGA does not mean you are obsessed with Donald Trump and obsessed with him saving America. Because again, I say it all the time that one man is not going to save America, including Donald Trump. We the people will save America if we fight for it, if we get involved, if we do what needs to be done at the ballot box and enough of us are there in order to overwhelm the system so we can beat the lying, rigging, cheating, and stealing that they will do on the left. Some say that they've pulled out all stops in the 2020 election and they have no more ammo. I don't know if I agree with that. I think they have plenty of ammo. And one of the things I believe they have is Rhino Republicans that are working with Democrats to willfully sabotage the midterms. Because again, Rhinos can deal with Democrats. Rhinos will panic if America First candidates end up taking the majority within the Republican Party. I say that a lot, that they're terrified that America First will get the majority within the party, which will hopefully force a change in leadership in the Republican Party, because our leadership is horrible. It's disgusting. It needs to go. It 100% needs to go. Mitch McConnell needs to go. Kevin McCarthy needs to go. And I get it. Unfortunately, it looks like Kevin McCarthy will be Speaker of the House. But I guess, you know, again, we'll see. My gut says he will become Speaker of the House, which I do not agree with. And I say, and I'll say it again, if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, we may have the majority, but we still lose. Because I don't know, I don't believe that he will do the right thing for America First movement. Prove me wrong, Kevin McCarthy. I hope you do. I hope Kevin McCarthy proves me wrong. If he does become Speaker of the House, I hope he this time listens to the members of his party. The one thing I've said in the past, I haven't said it in a while, is the Democrats are very good. Ugh, I can't believe I said that. They're very good at listening to their members when they speak. The leadership. Now they'll listen to the AOCs and the squad. And I noticed that the Republicans, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, they're a little more divisive within their own, where they won't listen to America First candidates or America First members of Congress or firebrand Trump supporting members of Congress to the degree that the Democrats will listen to their progressives. And that's a problem. You know, I almost feel sometimes Kevin McCarthy wants to rule with an iron fist within the party. And we don't want that because, well, he's a shit ruler. He's a shit leader of the Republican Party. It's all about money. It's all about who can raise the most money and who can get the great appointments to the good committees. Getting appointed to committees really, Matt, it depends on how much money you raise and what you're giving back to the party. You know, these 2-year terms, all they're doing all year, well, the whole 2 years of their terms in Congress is voting, fundraising, shaking hands, fundraising. They have to fundraise enough and then meet their quotas for the national party. And that brings me to, again, because I am completely against funding anything that has to do with the Republican Party as far as the national committee. And when you do give donations, it's, again, broken record time, give it to the America First candidates that you support and deserve it. Do not give it to the party. Do not. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the January 6th committee. The January 6th committee should be coming to an end once and hopefully that the Republicans get the majority. And come January, when the names change, that the committee just collapses. Now, you know, of course, I had mentioned that they were talking about how they have all of this evidence from text messages from the Secret Service. They're not going to call it information. They're going to call it evidence. When in reality, they received a lot of information that they have to go through to see if any of it turns into evidence. But they won't say that because, again, they want to make it seem like they have this unbelievable case where they're going to put everybody in jail. They're going to indict everybody. They're going to sentence everyone. And then not just the people that are being held in the Washington, D.C. gulag. I'm not even talking about just the civilians. I'm talking about people in Trump world. Yes, Kevin McCarthy is probably one of the biggest swamp rhinos that there is. But I want him to prove me wrong. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going anywhere, and I want him to prove us wrong. I want him to prove the America First movement wrong. That would be something, but I just don't know. And again, it's the narrative of if we speak out enough, if we show up enough, if we speak up enough, we're the domestic terrorists. We're the definition of domestic violent extremism. And they're not going to stop with that narrative. MAGA hat, bad. Orange man, bad. And what's interesting, back to this, and this Bill Barr, real moron. You know, he flip-flops on Trump and he flip-flops here. He's trying to keep himself relevant for whatever reason, of course. But now he's saying that, you know, New York State Attorney General, the civil lawsuit where they keep saying fraud and criminality and illegal to make it seem like, you know, he's a big criminal when it's a civil suit, people. He's saying that it's a political hit job, which we know. Oh, Bill Barr, I agree with you. Yes, it's a political hit job. And yes, dragging the Trump children into it is a gross overreach, just trying to smear everybody's name, because anything with Trump is evil. And that's what they want. That's what they want. And they will... They'll keep it going. They'll keep the border open. What was it? It's like 1.26 million people since this year have come over, like 5 million total. And it's not slowing down. It is not slowing down at all. 15,000 a day here, 10,000 a day here. They say it's going to get worse. You know, now it's hurricane season, so they're all going to be fleeing. Venezuela emptying their prisons, sending them here. Why not? If I was Venezuela, I would do it too. Empty the prisons. Get all these rapists and murderers out of here. Send them to America. And they'll be treated better than those people that are being held in D.C. for walking around the Capitol, which I think there's almost 100 of them still in solitary confinement, not allowed visitors, not allowed calls, not allowed... Some of them not even allowed a shower or a shave. I mean, and again, Republicans aren't doing enough speaking out against it or trying to do anything about it with those people. Donald Trump did mention something in an interview that the left melted about and said, you know, if the time came and he ran for president and he won, that he would consider pardoning January 6th defendants, which again made the left just heads exploded, people melted, earths moved. Oh my God. Mount Rushmore cracked open and the evil Donald Trump Kraken emerged. I'm pretty sure that was a story that was run somewhere on left-leaning media. Maybe the Daily Beast. That these people are unbelievable. And that he did say that he was financially helping some people. He didn't come, nothing came public on who Donald Trump might be helping, maybe financially or other ways, January 6th defendants. I don't know anything about that. He did say it. And of course, that paints Donald Trump in a bad light again amongst the left. I mean, I don't think there's anything else they could do that to make him look as evil as they see him. You know, we look at Donald Trump at these rallies talking about how great America is and how we, the people, hardworking Americans, are going to save this country. And then we see what this moron in the White House keeps talking about, saying, talking shit about American voters who happen to be Republicans, saying that we are a threat to America. But he's the great unifier. The great unifier. And then you have Republican governors who are trying to do the right thing and fight against these ridiculous policies that the Biden regime is putting in place, the executive orders, you know, between mandates. I mean, listen, I'm not a huge fan of Greg Abbott in Texas. I don't trust him. There's just something there I don't like. But he's it. That's it. It's him, you know, right now. It's him. He won the primary. It's him. And, you know, Texas has to do what Texas has to do. But he's right now, there was something that came out today. Which is good. He's designating he's designating specific Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations, which we know they're all terrorist organizations. And he's ordering the Texas Department of Public Health Safety to start dismantling their infrastructure on, obviously, the Texas border side. I mean, about a week or so ago, I had showed a video, an exclusive from Newsmax, of drone footage that there are Mexican cartels with actual fortified armed bases just over our border that just regular people were flying drones and seeing them and seeing them with armor, seeing them with semi-automatic rifles. Who knows, maybe they're automatic rifles and a fortified bases. That was the same as I was explaining the Ukraine Russian migrants coming in from Tijuana, where Americans are renting them their cars online, $3,000 and $5,000 a pop, to drive over the border and seek asylum. And the Border Patrol is confiscating the vehicles, and then the American is coming there and picking up their vehicle and paying the $300 fee. They just got paid $3,000 or $5,000, and no laws are broken. The Border Patrol is not arresting these people for doing it because no laws are broken. So, and the whole busing and flying of illegals by Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, I mean, I think is genius. I think the whole Martha's Vineyard thing was genius. And again, don't start with the, oh, these poor people getting shuffled around and trafficked like chess pieces. They're so traumatized. They're in the United States of America. There's no more being traumatized. They're not being tortured. They're not being starved. They're not being deprived. They're getting more than, they're getting more for free than any American citizen is getting. Okay, move them 100 times. There's no trauma, none. They're eating. They're not working. They're getting health care. Their children are here and getting fed. They got it pretty, pretty damn good. If they made it here, and of course, the ones that don't make it here that are dead die, whether in the back of tractor trailers or drowning in the Rio Grande, women, children, young people, they don't talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about 50 migrants that got shipped over to an island with America's wealthiest of people who posed as do-gooders because they put together a couple piles of clothes and food, but then shipped them right off the island in less than 48 hours to a military base. Oh, sorry, we can't have you here. You know, Mrs. Jones on Martha's Vineyard sees Hispanics walking down the street without leaf blowers in their hand, and she's calling 911. Hey, this isn't right. What are they doing? What are they doing on Martha's Vineyard? They're not landscapers. This is, we can't have this. Oh, the progressive left, how they love having open borders and how they love their migrants that they all want to pay for and they want all of us to pay for until they show up at their front door of their million-dollar summer homes. It's all bullshit, people. And I'm glad that Texas, they said, bust. There's like 11,000 of 440,000 arriving migrants to sanctuary cities since April. And they should keep shipping them there. Keep shipping them to New York. I'm on Long Island. I want them to send 10 buses to the Hamptons, to all the elites out there. I want them to send all of the buses to the Hamptons. I want them to send another 20 buses to Biden's beach home, which I saw something that I believe Ron DeSantis, that was the next thing. He was going to send buses of migrants to Joe Biden's beach home in Delaware. You know, he's got all of his houses for being a civil servant his entire life. His entire adult life, he's been a government employee. And he has multi-million dollar homes, cars, 10% for the big guy. They don't care that there are kids being dropped at the border with no parents, abandoned with contact info drawn on them like they're in a dog pound, like are drawn on their shirts or arms. Like, here's little Pablo. Call this number. Hope you can read it as they're dumping them off. In the hopes that maybe he has family here, or they're just sending little Pablo and Miguel off to human traffickers so they could be sold as sex slaves for the rest of their childhood. It's like the whole human trafficking element, it's amazing how no one is paying attention to. How no one is paying attention to all of these children that are coming here. What is happening to all of the children that are coming here? That are being sent to God knows who. People, instances where people are showing up and saying, yeah, that's my relative. And they're not really vetting them to see if they're their relatives. And the next thing you know, horrible, horrible things are happening to these children. And nobody is talking about that. Nobody's really doing in-depth investigations about that. She's been on my show. She was on Freedom Friday with me and James. Natalie Denise, she goes to the border constantly. She's in Texas. She's actually part of a militia that helps the Border Patrol with border security sometimes. And she goes down there and she takes a lot of video. She has a body camera. And she has her show on her channel. Look up Natalie Denise, N-A-T-L-Y Denise. And she does unbelievable work, investigative work on human trafficking stories that you will never hear about in the mainstream media, where she's talking about them everywhere in the country. A lot of the issues with the human trafficking on the border. And she goes down there, she's Hispanic, and she speaks to these people, and she looks out for the children and tries to help the children when she's there. And she'll go down there for a week or so at a time when she's not doing the other 100 things that she does. Natalie Denise is great. You have to check her show out. And she's on every major platform. Actually, I'm in contact with her. I think she's gonna pop on maybe next week with me to talk specifically about the human trafficking and all of the issues that are going on at the border, because she's really in the know about it and talks about it a lot. And that's something that we can't stop talking about. And I'll tell you one thing. We have to hold all of these Republicans that we hope get elected in the midterms. We have to hold them all accountable for the working to stop and working to secure the border. Okay. and all of the other things that they're running on, you know, your Second Amendment rights, your securing of the border, the any mandate restrictions that might be still looming in emergency powers, the freedom of speech at this point. You know, you can't say certain things. The fighting for our kids in schools of not being taught how to be victims and not allowing it to be okay for 10-year-old Henry to go, Henry, what kind of game is that kid, Henry? Little Johnny wants to walk into the nurse's office and say, hey, I want to cut my balls off and take puberty blockers. Can you help me out? I don't want my parents to know. And then the school nurse is like, oh yeah, we can do that. We can do that for you. We'll call you anything you want. All right, Johnny, bring a dress to school. And when you come to school dressed as a boy to hide it from your parents, you come to the nurse's office and you put the dress on and we'll call you Jane all day long. And that's happening everywhere. While they just tear apart every institution they can. And I'm not a religious person, but we know they're going after the churches. They're infiltrating the churches. And the churches are allowing it. Allowing it, no problem. And at least we have some and it's a shame that this has to happen now because, you know, Biden, COVID's over, and then he's walking that back because the White House is telling him to walk that back because they need that just in case. But you had a federal judge today rule to eliminate federal school mask and vaccine mandates, which I think is great. That happened today. Federal judge ruled today that federal school mask and vaccine mandates cannot be enforced because liberty interests of individuals outweigh any interest generated by the mandatory administration of vaccines. I love that line. I'm going to read it again. Liberty interests of individuals outweigh any interest generated by the mandatory administration of vaccines. I think that's great. This federal mandate affected 280,000 teachers, staff, and volunteers with the Head Start program who were met with a job or jab ultimatum. And that's another thing. Maybe this will tie into it. All of our service men and women who were made to leave service because they did not get the magic potion, they should all be reinstated immediately. They should all be reinstated immediately and given back pay for the time that they were forced to leave service because of this untested, dangerous, disgusting shit people are convinced to put in their bodies. So this judge, Judge Terry Doughty, I think I'm saying that right. He's a Trump-appointed federal judge. He opened his 27-page opinion quoting James Madison's Federalist Number 51, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elected may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. That's what this federal judge wrote. So that's great. And I hope it stays. I hope all of these mandates are struck down and stay struck down, because a part of me feels that in order to keep, because they're so desperate to keep control and maintain control, that they're going to bring something else out and then start with the, oh, look at this. It's the pandemic of all pandemics again. Everybody put their face diapers back on. I never did it. I won't. And I would say those three very important words that if it were to happen again, that you stand up and you do not comply. It's very important. You're an American with rights. Our government is not going to dictate what we do and how we do it as a free American. That includes jabs. That includes face diapers and restriction of movement, restriction of travel. Show me your papers. Eat shit. No. So I just kind of winged it today because, like I said, I was going to have my friend John Fisher on to talk about Florida and politics in Florida and the political climate there, which, again, people in Florida, my Florida friends, it's okay to be confident. It's okay to be confident for a win. Now, in my opinion, it is not okay to be cocky for a victory. Just realize you still have to work hard to get Ron DeSantis elected. You still have to work hard to get these America First candidates elected. Because make no mistake, the left is going to do everything they can to lie, cheat, steal, and rig. That's a fact. They're going to keep doing it. We need Florida. We need Florida. We need Ron DeSantis in Florida. We need America First candidates. It's September 21st. It's flying by. It's going to be October before we know it. Who knows what October is going to bring? We're going to have the October surprise. We got the Supreme Court too. I mean, it's going to get racy. I don't know. Pay attention. Pay attention. Watch yourselves. Just do what needs to be done. November is coming. Midterms are coming. Winter is coming. Get ready to pay more to reheat your homes, to heat your homes. We spoke about that yesterday. And we got to keep the faith, people. We got to keep the faith. There's a lot of negativity out there, but there's also a lot of positives out there. We have to focus on the positives. The positives being things like federal judges eliminating federal mandates. Okay? That we have great candidates across the country running in the America First movement that we have to get elected. We are gaining momentum as a movement to make America great again and keep it great. And whether that's with or without Donald Trump, it's still a possibility. And this is the other thing. You want to just get dark for a moment. If Donald Trump does not run for president, which I strongly, strongly think and believe he will. But if he decides not to, it's important for people not to be discouraged. It's important for people not to lose the wind in their sail. It's important to carry on and fight the good fight to save America because, again, one man is not going to save this country. We, the people, are going to save this country. And the most important way is at the voting booth. Get involved. Call the Board of Elections. Become poll watchers. Become ballot counters. Become precinct captains. Do whatever you need to do. If you have ballot boxes and you want to watch them. Do not engage. Record. Do not engage. Because then you will be blamed for voter intimidation and likely end up in handcuffs. Because that's just what they want. They want any reason to show that the right is intimidating people, suppressing votes, inciting violence. You know, you have the idiots out there. Well, if Donald Trump gets prosecuted, there'll be riots in the street. No, they won't. Because Republicans don't do that. Because we're better than that. Conservatives are better than that. I believe a lot of Democrats are better than that as well. I do. We're Americans. The savages, the progressives, the satanic liberals who think your children should be able to have double mastectomies and hysterectomies and be injected with chemical castration drugs, those are the people that are evil. Those are the people that incite violence. Those are the people that want to see us dead. And even those people I don't wish death on. They have a right to speak their mind, but I'm sorry, they don't have a right to dictate what I'm doing with my children. They don't have a right to dictate how my child is going to be taught or raised. No. It's not the L's. It's not the G's, it's not the B's that I have a problem with. It's the T's that are going after the children. Those are the people I have a problem with. It's the T movement, that transgender sick movement that wants men who dress up as ugly women to use the same bathrooms as our daughters. The same locker rooms as our daughters, and it's sick and disgusting. And I will not allow it for my daughter, and you shouldn't allow it for yours or any of your children. And no one should be talking to your children about these things but you, the parent. The schools should not be speaking with your children about sexual identity, sexual preference, politics, religion, disgusting things like masturbation, and teaching them victimology. You're the oppressed. You're the oppressor. America is bad. It's inherently racist and misogynistic. No. And that's why you have to pay attention to what your kids are doing in school. Don't just drop them off at the public babysitter and go about your day for 6 hours. Know what your children are doing. Because if you don't, you may end up with a problem on your hands, bigger than you can control, because it may be too late. And you don't want that. You want to protect your kids before they get hurt. All right, with that, everybody, there's no Freedom Friday this week with me and James Curry. James is traveling. I have a prior engagement. I will be back. It looks like I'll be back Saturday morning collaborating with my new show with the Steak for Breakfast podcast. Those crazy guys over there. It'll be myself. It'll be Roan. It'll be Roan and Noah from the Steak for Breakfast podcast. It'll be myself. And we'll be doing a Saturday morning collaboration live right here. We'll be doing it on Getter. We'll be doing it on everywhere that you're watching now. We'll also be doing it on their platform. And you'll be able to, it'll be a little different. And we'll be talking about a lot of stuff going on in the country. A lot of MAGA topics. It's going to be that type of show. Make America Great Again, Trump World, conservatism, freedom, and things like that. It's going to be great. It'll be Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. It'll be an hour show. It'll be right here. You'll see. You'll check my Facebook. Follow me on Truth Social, The Great Divide Podcast. Follow me on Instagram, The Great Divide Podcast. Go over to Facebook, The Great Divide 1776. Hit the like, hit the follow, hit the share. Share, share, share. And also, if all my cigar people, I tell you what, you guys have been unbelievable with the cigars. Packaging up orders today. My wife was packaging up orders last night. Go over to mypatriotcigars.com and put in promo code CIGAR15. You get 15% off the website. You get free shipping on orders over $100. And if you buy a box of cigars, you also get a $10 e-gift card sent to you. There's also gift cards available for purchase. But the cigars are amazing. I'm a big cigar guy. And all my cigar smokers out there who have been buying them and they've been sending me pictures and saying, hey, these are great. I've been posting the pictures on the Patriot Cigar Company Instagram and the other social media. It is my company. I'm very proud of it. It just launched. It's a long time coming. And if you're really into good cigars or you know somebody into good cigars, they're really great. I worked hard on the blends and worked with some of the best cigar blenders in the industry to get the right smoke that I wanted. And there are four different cigars. Patriot Cigar Company, mypatriotcigars.com. Use CIGAR15 for 15% off. And of course, can't forget about Mikey Pillows, mypillow.com. Mike Lindell loves America, loves election integrity. Go over to mypillow.com. Save 66% on hundreds of amazing products. Use promo code GREAT1776 over at MyPillow. Get your pillows, get your cigars over at MyPatriotCigars.com. And I will see you Saturday morning, it looks like. I think we got all the technical stuff done. I'll be here Saturday morning, and then I'll be back for Monday Madness. And if I get a bug up my ass, I may just do an impromptu live in between. Sometimes that happens. So until then, we'll see you all soon. Thanks.